Artificial intelligence and robot technology are evolving very quickly, and with those developments or evolutions, we get some interesting moral and even sociological questions. A new study, which is a collaboration between researchers at Canterbury University and Monash University, investigates whether we have similar racial stereotypes or biases towards robots as we do towards humans. And joining me now to chat about this from our Christchurch studio is one of the study's authors, Christoph Bartnek. Hello there.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. What an interesting topic. What did you do in this study? What did you do and what did you discover?
So what did I do? Well, it all started off with us, one of my co-authors. He was about to give a presentation about robotics, and he was looking for images of brown robots. And when he went to Google and searched for it, he couldn't find any. So for all of you, I encourage you, open your browser, type in Android or human robot. And what you'll find is that all the images are being shown are pretty much white. A bit of gray here and there. And that was kind of odd since, people all over the world develop robots in many different countries. So there's no particular reason why they all should be white. And that triggered us to think about whether robots are, whether they do actually have a race, whether people ascribe a race to robots. And to do that, we have to do, of course, a bit of an experiment. And these kind of experiments are always a bit tricky because you can't really directly ask somebody like, hey, are you racist? And the answer would, of course, be, no, of course, I'm not a racist. And even if you would ask something like, do you think black Americans are dangerous? You know, then it would, of course, immediately you'll see where this is going. You'll say, no, of course not. You know, we're all equal. We're all good. So asking direct questions doesn't really work that well. So what you have to do is you have to use a type of experiment where you use implicit measurements. And these are kind of measurements where people have to react in a very, very short period of time, so they don't have actually time to think about their responses. They more have to just act. And the particular study that we replicated is very well established and is called the shooter bias study. And the way that this study works is that you take participants and you put them into the role of a police officer, and you show them images of people, and these people either have a gun in their hand or they have a benign object like a soda can in their hand, and then the participants have to make a choice between either shooting or non-shooting. And when this study was originally conducted in 2002 in the US, it was found that the people, when you show black people, people were actually much quicker to respond than when they're actually acting towards white people. So, and this has been become sort of well known as the shooter bias. It's a way of measuring how we react towards racializations and what kind of prejudices we have.
Is it a good experiment? I mean, does it tell you what you want to know?
Yes, it does. It is one of the studies that has been replicated many times, yeah. And therefore it's quite reliable. And what we did is actually we completely replicated the study just to make sure that we actually did our job well, so that we get similar to results to the original study. But then we extended it. So we took all the original images of, you know, white Americans and black Americans, and then we added white and black robots to it. I mean, these are robots that were racialized as something like a black American or white American. And we repeated this, repeated the same study, and behold, the exact same biases that you observe towards images of humans also occur when you show them images of robots, which means that our racial biases that we have transfer over to robots, which is not so weird as it sounds in the first instance, because these kind of robots are human-like robots, and we have a tendency to treat them as if they are social actors, as if they are alive. This is something we do, and unfortunately, we also transfer our biases.
How much did they look like robots?
Well, these were humanoid robots, so they have, you know, arms, legs, the same kind of body structure as the human. What we did is we changed the color of the skin, only that. I mean, if you have, let's say, images of an African-American, there are other racial cues other than the color, such as certain features of the face, like the nose or the eyebrows. But in our case, it was just sufficient just to change the color of the robot. That was sufficient to...
But did they definitely look like robots? Because if they just look like... If they just look like humans, then you're just doing the same experiment, are you? Aren't you?
Right. So if this would be a robot that would be indistinguishable from humans, then, of course, you would expect, again, the exact same results. But we did is something... I'm not quite sure if you're familiar with it. It's called a Now robot by a company called Aldebaran.
How's it spelled?
Now is N-A-O.
N-A-O robot, yeah.
Yes, Now robot. And so,
oh, yeah, that's definitely a robot, isn't it? It's like something you get your kid for Christmas.
Yeah, it is made on purpose. You know, sort of the dimensions are that of a child, on purpose to make kind of cutesy and nice, and people are not afraid of it. These kind of robots are developed to interact with people. They don't have any practical use, so they don't lure your mom or they don't do any of your dishes. They're really just communication vehicles. This is where it gets really interesting, because if you imagine in a future where we have more and more of these robots actually entering our lives, and our society is diverse, we have people from all, you know, from different ethnicities, different races. But if all the robots would be white, that would certainly send the wrong signal, wouldn't it?
But they are mostly all white at the moment. Why do you think that might be? Is it because it's mostly white guys making them?
That's a good question. And I don't think it's quite so easy because, as I mentioned earlier, robots are being developed all over the place. They are being developed in Japan, in the US, in Europe, everywhere, really. But all the developers seem to agree on that white is the appropriate color for a robot, or maybe gray. And I know a lot of my colleagues who work in the field. And again, they're a very diverse bunch of people. And this kind of idea that, okay, what color is it? Okay, let's make it white. I think that is too short-sighted because, again, if we think about these robots being released in our society in greater numbers, then it does send a signal. Imagine that you would be growing up in India and, let's say, you know, all your teachers suddenly, or teachers being supplemented with robots, but they're all white. I mean, that is just odd, isn't it?
What would be your guess if we were to do an experiment with, say, toasters, about how much people trust white toasters compared to brown or black toasters or some other non-human-like machine? Do you think we'd see those same racial biases?
Wow, unlikely. So we've done other studies before. What you're essentially going after is something called anthropomorphism, to the degree to which a robot looks like an animal or looks like a human. That's anthropomorphism. And we've done studies in the past where we looked at how much people assign, for example, agency or a question about whether this robot is actually alive or is being processed, similar to that of a human. And what we found is that objects are a different category completely. With robots, again, they show intentional behavior, they have human-like shape, and that's why we start processing and treating them as if they would be other humans, as if they would be alive. But with your washing machine or your toaster, that's unlikely to happen.
So what's the answer here then, if we agree that racial bias is a bad thing, and if we agree that we are likely to demonstrate it against robots, what might be some solutions?
Well, I guess what we need to do is to take responsibility here. We as the developers and designers of robots have to make sure that we at least don't make the situation of racism any worse. Racism is a real problem in many countries, and many people suffer from it. And I think we should really do whatever we can to improve this. Just last year, I think, or a year before, we had this big discussion about the emojis, which were all yellow. And there was a bit of an outcry saying, like, hey, well, what about brown emojis? You know, not everybody's yellow, and why is it yellow anyway? And then, you know, the companies have become more sensitive to this and are offering now emojis in different kind of colors. And I think the same thing should be possible for robots. It should be at least be possible to have a choice about what kind of color your robot has. I mean, if it's all just white, that really suggests some form of white supremacy, which we really do not want to have.
Okay, so that's a good start to make robots of different colours. Christoph, have you noticed that all the assistants on mobile phones are all women? Siri and Alexa and...
Yeah, well, there are some studies that look at other types of biases in the technology industry, and might be gender or how certain algorithms are set up. Certainly there are, but as far as I know about the voices on our phones, it is just a preference. So people prefer a female voice over a male one, for whatever reason that might be. But yeah, there are certain biases, and we can do something about it. I mean, we are in charge of our future. We can design our future, and that is our responsibility.
I would like to see more robots with dad bods, because the robots I've seen have been quite slim and muscular, and I don't feel I'm well represented by them.
Well, I'm not so sure. I mean, what kind of body image you essentially communicate? I mean, we had that discussion with the Barbies, right, where, you know, they were overly slim all the time, and then the Barbie company released a variety of body shapes just to account
robots
different
look
type
like,
of people.
Robots look like men as well, don't they? Google human robot and you'll see a bunch of males.
Well, that depends. So, I mean, in the first instance, it has to be clear that similar to that people perceive robots to have a race, people also perceive robots to have gender.
Yeah.
Not as clearly as it would be like maybe with humans, but they are definitely some sort of gender component in there. But of course, there are certain kind of robots which are specifically designed to be female. So they do exist as well.
Okay. Hey, well done. Can't wait to hear what you do next. Christoph Bartnik from Canterbury University. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.